Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it is your first time watching, go ahead and hit the like button.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Back in the building, and it is Friday.
Happy Friday.
I said it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Man, I'm happy to be back here on another Friday episode, man. And listen, bro, we're going to sit here and we're going to cook tonight.
Happy Friday.
Because it's Friday. And listen, man, understand that this is the best fitness podcast out. If this is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button because this is the illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest fitness podcast out. The dopest fitness podcast out. And if you return it, I need you to hit the like button as well because you already know what's going on. Shout out to the Playback Gang. And listen, like I said, we about to cook tonight. And listen, man, before I get these comments, and before I get this episode started, let me get a few things off of my chest real quick, man. Listen, y'all need to know who started these fitness videos in the car. Your boy was the first person to sit in the car and start giving fitness bars in the car. Now, one person did tag me on the fitness car video. And it wasn't that good. But I'm glad he tagged me. The rest of y'all follow me. And if you don't follow me, you watch the Instagram. And if you don't watch the Instagram, you watch the podcast. And just know that I see you. Mitch Ninjas, stop complaining in my comments. Go get you a gym membership. Get rid of that man belly. Get rid of the man boobs. Black women, every time somebody criticizes y'all and tells you you're doing something wrong, it doesn't mean that we hate black women. Step your game up. The numbers say y'all the most obese for a reason, and I'm saying that with love. Is there anybody else I need to cook before I get this episode started? I don't know. I don't think so. So with all that being said, let's get in these comments. Hope I made myself clear. I hope y'all like the new buttons. I like them joints. Anyway. Wicked Scorpion said he could smell the chunk funk from the AI people. Joe Thomas hit the upper body day, heavy. Andy and Dolly was good. Sucking that game is, what's good, babe? that's how I know you tapped in the content. I do that. I say that all the time. What's good, babe? Cooking big backs all day, every day. Every year. He made the button. I did make the button.
Happy Friday.
Here we go. See, here we go. Big Spider in the building. If you in Dubai riding around the desert on a camel looking for BBWs and crumble cookies, don't watch the podcast. Here you go, man. Hope they're not on the crowded bus with AC, eating fried fish doused in hot sauce. Sheesh. Your braids look good. Thank you, Kirsten Gilbert. Welcome back to the show. Marty cooking like a motherfucker. Listen, you hear me, Chef Marty. RJ, what up? Michael Hawkins live on the Friday. Hey.
Happy Friday.
Listen, man, with all that being said, let's really get into this episode. All right, man, we got we're going to start the show off mild today. We got aunties in the gym, and I'm happy to see it. And it's pretty entertaining. Let's check out the aunties in the gym working out.
I feel it all down my thighs.
You're going to feel this all up in here.
Oh, sh**.
What did auntie just say?
No, did he, you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my butt hurt. The back.
Auntie talking crazy.
Back of my damn knees hurt. God damn.
Auntie's talking so crazy.
Damn.
That thing was the devil, too.
My lower back.
Look at me. Sweating all down my back.
Oh, my God.
I can't even get up.
That butt.
Okay. Okay.
It is real hot and it's musty in here.
Oh, nah. Y'all know it'd be musty in the gym. People don't be taking no showers.
Nope.
People don't put no deodorant on.
Nope.
People just don't wash in general.
Nope.
People not brushing their teeth.
Nope.
People not scraping their tongue.
Nope.
People not flossing.
Nope.
It'd be some foul smells in the gym.
Okay.
Side boss?
Yeah, I am.
And it's hot.
It is hot as hell in here. That's why they being here naked. I'm gonna come naked the next time.
Me too.
I'm gonna be real naked.
Down sweatpants. I'm gonna have on some booty shorts.
Oh, I gotta cool off.
I'm sweating like a pig.
Hey, shout out to the aunties in the lab. Man. Get that working, man. Listen, we told y'all, it don't matter how old you are. It don't matter your age. Y'all could get in the gym, man. Cut the excuses. Talking about I'm too old to get in the gym. I work too much to get in the gym.
Nope.
Auntie got her old ass in there talking a little too freaky. That's besides the point.
Nope.
But if auntie in there, you could get in there. You 25 and big back.
Nope.
You 25 and don't watch the live.
Nope.
You 26 and taking big back pics.
Nope.
You 27 and went to Buffalo Wild Wings and French Fry Heaven.
Nope.
You 28. And all you did was eat.
It gotta eat.
You 29, big back, and think you fine.
Nope.
You 30 and dirty.
Nope.
You 31 and you never run.
Nope.
You 32. All right, I'm done. I'm killing y'all today. Marco. Best fitness bars out, man. Off the top, too. ew, but anyway, I'm glad she's in the gym. Yeah, I got new sounds. Auntie trying to get it in, literally, yeah. Auntie need to chill out and focus on that
big back activity.
Shout out to them. Auntie trying to get rid of them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms.
You know, Auntie was pulling up the
it's Wendy's
for the past 3 decades. You know, Auntie was
it's Burger King.
You know, Auntie made a potato salad for the
it's barbecue in there.
Every barbecue, she was in there eating and drinking Hennessy.
It's barbecue in there.
And now she in the gym. Some people actually think it's normal to go days without taking a shower, shaking my damn head. Something is wrong with these people if they want to smell like grimy ass. How dare you?
How dare you?
She ain't lying. That glute bridge machine messed my lower back up Tuesday. Done pissed me off. You know, I never had problems on that machine, but I mean, I can imagine, you know, if you're not used to lifting that weight and you never stretch, I can only imagine. Auntie's had a hot flashes at the gym. Facts. Aunt Jemima trying to get them pancakes cracked. That's crazy. I'm in the auntie era. Shout out to the aunties. Big facts. Great to see them getting it in, but they complain too much. I couldn't deal with that as a trainer. Auntie heart gonna stop and they gonna blame me. Oh, brother. Auntie gonna warm my plate up in the oven. I got it from here, fellas. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
All Auntie trying to do is work, and she trying to get some work in, and here you go. trying. She trying to get some work in, and you trying to work Auntie out. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Very possible, SAG. Auntie trying to go from 275 to 245. See Marty in five. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all already, man. Hit the like button, man. All right. So, if you've been watching the podcast for a while, you know I have one of my favorite buttons.
The diet don't work for you the same.
And I reacted to her. I reacted to her at least. I made at least three different videos on there. But whenever it goes viral, people send it to me. So I'm like, let me make another one. Get some views or whatever. You funny as shit. About she gonna invite Marty over for a plate. Here go your plate, sugar. But anyway,
the diet don't work for you the same.
So it's going viral. It has reached the white side of Instagram. So not only was ninjas like me, trainers in the black community, men, women in the black community, we got white dudes reacting to
the diet don't work for you the same.
And listen, let's check it out. I'm glad that they're saying it now.
When people talk about black women being obese, I hate it because it becomes a way to blame us for a set of conditions that we didn't create. We are living in the
No, you created a decision to go to
this Burger King.
You created the decision to cook all that food.
Put it in the oil.
You made that decision. You made that decision to get them Big Mac French fries with all
the only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Let's keep it going.
Trump era. And look, those policies kill our people. And what public health practitioners.
What policy? I'm not trying to get political here. What policy did Trump make that's killing black people? I'll sit here and wait. What are we talking about? There's been Republican presidents, Democrat presidents, her whole life. What the hell are you talking about? This is straight propaganda. This is ridiculous. Black people, y'all got to use your brain and stop listening to shit like this. Y'all always brag that y'all educated. Y'all always brag that y'all career, but y'all dumb when it come to y'all back getting big as shit.
Big back activity.
Let's keep it going.
Think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that. The racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same. The diet don't work for you the same.
Okay, Karen, put down the Twinkie and let's have a real conversation. For anyone wondering what actually determines weight loss success, it's not race, it's behavior. The National Institutes of Health,
The National Institute of Health, NIH, listen up.
NIH reports that self-monitoring, tracking meals, weight, and physical activity is the strongest predictor of successful weight loss.
Tracking your meals and monitoring your weight loss. Where's my new button? She ain't tracked nothing. The only thing she did was get on track for that Big Mac.
Big Mac activity.
She ain't tracked a calorie. She hasn't even went down a track to get a gym membership. Let's keep listening to Bobby here. Let's see what Bobby has. I don't know if his name is Bobby. I'm playing. Let's see what Bobby has to say.
Regardless of racial background, other key factors, consistency, portion control, sleep, and physical activity. None of those are tied to skin color. They're tied to discipline and habits, which can be built with support, with tools, and yes, with cultural shifts.
Shout out to this guy for cooking. And before let's talk about the black community real
quick. I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I know this is a fitness podcast, but let's talk about the black community real quick. I just got to say this. Anytime black people fail in a certain category, now we talking about racism.
You know, black people.
No.
Anytime black people are deficient in any category, we blaming white people. You spend all your money on bullshit. Now you broke racism. You eat all Big Mac food. You at every drive-thru.
It's Burger King. It's Wendy's.
Blame white people. You choose a ghetto ratchet partner and have a baby with him. Now your life is messed up. Blame white people. Let me stop and get back on fitness. Anyway, Let's get these comments. Oh, man, sucking that game is laughing. That's one of my favorite buttons. It's definitely one of my favorite buttons. It's a great
button. The diet don't work for you the same.
It's a great button. She's definitely got to act like a stereotype. Uh-oh. You also made a decision not to work out and move your body. Whatever happened to her? Not sure what happened to her, but I know what happened to that back.
Big back activity.
I know what happened to that back.
Your back has a back.
And I know what she ate, too.
You gonna fry some chicken, you gonna...
I know what else she ate.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeyes.
And guess what else her back is?
My back pregnant.
Let's keep it going. She looked like a brown bear with a wig on. And they are in the background agreeing. You know what I got to say to that?
Big dummy. Big dummy.
Big dummy. I have no sympathy for that. You're not using your brain, but you always want to brag how intelligent you are. And I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
And I'm not going to say what gender in that race is bragging about it. But that's a whole nother topic for another day. See Marty Black Community Podcast coming in the future. Anyway, everybody at that camp meet big as hell. You want to drop weight and lose fat, track your calories, work out, and practice self-control. Absolutely. Tucker spitting facts.
How dare you?
Mark Signal. We got Mark Cardo here. Sorry, Mark. Sebastian spinning facts.
How dare you?
Bob spinning facts.
How dare you?
Matthew spinning facts.
How dare you?
She tracked her DoorDash delivery. All facts. She going to prove to you why white people are the reason she's fat. Oh, well,
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason.
I mean, come on, man. You big backing, calorie stacking, calorie packing, slacking, and going to blame white people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Every big back spot that you ate at, you drove past a grocery store.
Big back activity.
That has vegetables. That has fruit. That has water. But it's the white man's fault. You've been following C. Marty Fit for the past 8 years. The whole time he's been training, you've been seeing all his posts, but you didn't ask to get a training session. Your homegirl done lost weight. She in the gym. You done went on vacation and didn't post no pictures because your back's so big. But it's the white man's fault. Let's keep it going. Thought that was Tony Hawk. That was I thought that was Ryan Seacrest. Oh man, y'all funny as hell. She gonna tell you she has big bones and a thyroid problem. It is, man. It all comes down to accountability. And he mentioned the NIH, National Institute of Health, says that you have to track things for the best weight loss results. Literally, a institution backed by science, where they do studies and research, told you that you have to track things. You got to be on top of your calories. And people still going to say it's wrong. But then at the same time, people talking about, well, where's the science? They're not a doctor. Well, when we give y'all big back ass science, y'all don't want to listen. So it's clear that y'all either content with the big back or you're just freaking lazy. One of the two. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Oh, I already read that. And guess what? I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this podcast. Hit the like button. That's only the second video. We cooking already. Yeah, black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
I love y'all. We talk about black men. We talk about white men and white women on this show too. But this is about you. So don't when I bring y'all up, don't. Well, black men are broke. Say some dumb shit like that. No, y'all big as hell. We gonna talk about it. We just watched a video where a woman blamed white people for her big backness.
Big back activity.
Let's see how black women act when it comes to snacks. If you have kids, I advise you close your kids' ears, close their eyes, get the kids out the room. I actually have to give that warning because it's about to get crazy. This black woman says she reacts to these snacks on how she gives head. Super explicit. There's no pornography in here, but it is an explicit video. But we got to talk about it. Let's check it out.
Omelette.
Pancakes.
Bacon. Mimosa. Hash browns. French toast. Muffins. Sangria. Scrambled eggs. Oatmeal. Waffles. Cottage cheese. Eggs Benedict. Sausage. Donuts. Quiche. Popover. Pass.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
This is the same demographic that when I point out the obesity rate and I point out that black women are the most unhealthy demographic, what do they say? Black women are the most stressed. Black women are busy upkeeping the household. Black women are the most whatever. And we get on this podcast and we get on social media and we see how they act when it comes. The bottomless mimosas was the craziest one. How do you not take accountability for what you put in your body and your lack of activity? And you get super excited over this. Not to mention, this is just debaucherous behavior. That's a whole nother topic for another day. But you sit here and worship these snacks.
Big back activity.
You sit here and worship the alcohol. And have the nerve to blame it on everything but what the fuck you chose to do. Go, I challenge you, if you're in D.C. area, if you are in D.C., Houston, Atlanta, a couple other cities, those are probably the three, I know, heavy black population. Go to a Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and they playing rap and R&B music. What demographic is in there heavily and in there the most? And they're having the most fun, ordering the most food, spending the most money on alcohol. You let me know. And blame that shit on the white man. Let's look at this bullshit again.
Eggs. Omelette. Bacon. Mimosa. Hash browns.
This is insane, bro.
French toast. Muffins. Sangria.
This is crazy, bro.
Scrambled eggs. Oatmeal.
Side note, I know this is a fitness podcast, but we're here. All these big joints that get mad at my videos, they sit here and say they could still get some D.
Big back activity.
No Diddy,
you know?
They still pulling ninjas and they could get some D. Well, you out here showing the world how you give a throat game. So, yeah, ninjas going to pull up on you. And dump your big back ass to the side.
Big back activity.
Let's continue the video. Oops, my bad.
Waffles. Cottage cheese. Eggs Benedict. Sausage. Donuts. Quiche. Popover. Pass.
Yeah, we're cooked. Let's get in these comments.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're freaking cooked, man. That is crazy. We're cooked. Let's see. Y'all going crazy. I don't know where Shelly and Nigerian Queen are. Ghetto as fuck. She needs to get a better weave, too. Can't tell them that. Gross. You know she give head for way less than that. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it fitness today, because that could get crazy. That could go could be a crazy conversation. What was the point of her video anyway? She just wanted to get attention. Be anything nasty and debaucherous is going to get likes and views. That's the world we live in. And you know, her big back ass probably like to eat.
It gotta eat.
If black men are broke, then black women are rich. And calories and obesity. More like an Arizona tea and honey. Facts. What in the chicken and waffles and more brunches, less crunches is going on here?
Let him cook.
Bars. She puts out for food, and then she has a nerve to bash men who call her out. Oh, you know she men bashing. More like an Arizona tea and a honey bun. A lot of them big and flat butt joints like to over-sexualize themselves for attention.
Let him cook.
Unfortunately, Houston, Atlanta, D.C. full of chunk. D from Dusty Black Dudes. Full of chunky trunks at brunches, bars. Definitely Respucia. She's advertising herself. Oh, you know it. Corny. She looked like she give hair for wings and mumbo sauce. She came straight from the carryout. What's up, Source? Daniel Shannon, what up, big dog? Hey, I'm killing y'all today, and make sure y'all hit the like button. We cooking on this Good Friday, bro. And I got the High Rocks race tomorrow, man. You see me with the coconut water, you know what I'm saying? Trying to stay hydrated. You know, shout out to, hey, lemon water, man. I mean, Lemon Perfect. What's up with the sponsorship? Holler at me, man. You know what I'm saying? Polar sparkling water. What's up with the sponsorship, man? Listen, you ain't going to find another marketing genius like me. I'll have people viewing your stuff, buying your stuff. Sign me a deal, man. Come on, bro. Let me get a deal, bro. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we talked about the black women, black men.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Good luck. Don't let me find out you got smoked. Man, Ninja, stop playing with me, bro. Come on, man. Come on, man. We prepared. I've been training for a while, man. Anyway, yeah, black men. What the hell is going on with the men these days?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And they act like it's a flex to be a grown-ass man out of shape. It's not just black men, but we talking about black men today. This is not a flex, bruh. When you were a little boy, you did not wake up and say, I want to look like that big back when I grow up.
Big back activity.
Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Shit. Damn.
Mm.
Shit.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Mm.
You know.
He kind of standing a little.
No diddy, you know.
In the house.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Thank you, love.
Yeah, this is that. Look at that little bitty. Oh, well, I guess it's two flights of steps. I was about to say, look at that little itty bitty flights of steps. But, bro, you can't carry your groceries up the steps.
Nope.
Bro, it's time to do something about that.
Yeah. Hello, can't get my key.
Yeah, we're cooked, man. Dog, a flight of steps is spanking you like that. Bro, come on, bro. It's time to make a change. It's time to get the personal trainer.
Nope.
It's time to watch the podcast.
Nope.
What the hell is going on, bro? Fellas, y'all got to tighten up. And like I said, he's... Never mind. I can't say that. Fellas, y'all got to tighten up.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at the weak-ass jeans shorts on, too. Oh, we're cooked, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We're cooked, man. Let's get in these comments, man. Daniel Shannon, hold on. I'm going to come back to that. Hold on. Keep that thought. That shirt. Yes, Zeta, that's part of the brand right there. It'll take him 2 hours to walk down those stairs.
Exactly.
His leg about to go out.
My leg went out.
Definitely zesty Michael Hawkins. I agree.
No Diddy, you know?
I bet Diddy would love him. All right, I'm not reading that. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
But yeah, fellas, we got to tighten up. We got to get in shape, man. I mean, it's no reason we should have this many men built like this. Go to your local grocery store, post office, restaurant. You're going to see more men built like this than me and Toon. Far more men. This has become the common look for the man. It's the average look for a grown man, not just grown black man. Go to white neighborhoods, you're going to see this shit too. It's getting crazy, dog. And the amount of people who, like, say I make a post about men, right? Hey, let's take that down. Let's say I make a post about men, telling men to get in shape. They'll be like, well, you see Charles Barkley every day. You see Charles Barkley, he's out of shape. So because there's men on TV who happen to be making a lot of money. You know, Charles Barkley is very successful inside. What's this? Inside the NBA? Ain't this they last year? This show about to go off. Anyway, so because you see men on TV out of shape, that means it's okay for you to be out of shape?
Nope.
They'll say, well, he's rich, though. You won't understand.
Nope.
I know a whole bunch of poor black fat men.
Nope.
Right around the way with no gym membership.
Nope.
So what's the point y'all trying to make? We make too many excuses for men to be out here built like that. That's why women got more testosterone than us.
Nope.
That's why women don't be respecting your bitch ass.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, these women masculine. Ninja, let's start with, do you look masculine?
Nope.
Ninja, do you look like a man?
Nope.
The answer is no. Hell no.
Nope.
So let's start there. Fellas, get y'all shit together and stop bitching every time somebody comes on and tells you that you need to get in shape. It is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Back to you, Daniel Shannon, we could check ball. Let me know when you're in the area. We could check ball. Real talk. Let's do it. Y'all keep playing with me like I really ain't do this shit. And I don't even talk about my basketball shit. Hold up. I don't even talk about my basketball shit. All right? I really do this shit. Okay? Don't get it twisted because I'm old and retired now. I can still get a bucket. Bars. Anyway, his leg about to go out.
My leg went out.
I think I said that already. If a flight of stairs is washing you like that, you need to be on disability and the fuck out the way.
Let him cook.
Nah, real shit. I wonder what kind of groceries he bought. You already know it. There's some bullshit in there. Let's see if we can see it. I don't think we can see the groceries, but hey, I'm gonna run the video back one more time. Just to double check. Let's see. All right. Hold up. What is that white box? Hold up. Oh, we can't see it. All we can see is that. Oh, that ain't groceries. That's fast food. Look at that. That ain't groceries. That's fast food. So his big back ass just went to order some cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Brother, if you ordering cheeseburgers and can't make it up the steps, maybe you don't need to be ordering no cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
But maybe you don't need to do that. Maybe that's why you cooked walking up the steps. That's why you spanked walking up the steps and out of breath. About to have a heart attack. If my back was pregnant, was a person.
My back pregnant.
He invented more money. He invested more money in that outfit and man purse than going to a gym built like an auntie.
Let him cook.
That's a bar. And people will say they don't got money for the trainer. Y'all seen the short clip I posted today? Dude was talking about how much money he spent on DoorDash, and he was broke. But he said he always found the money to get DoorDash. Ridiculous. It looks like he had two bags of fast food in the other hand. Yep. All processed food. Cadillac smack. He's cooked if there is ever an emergency situation and he has to actually move to survive. He's definitely cooked. Thanks for the laughs and fitness message. Hey, Cadillac smack. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to press that. Appreciate you, brother. Cadillac smack with a super chat. appreciate that, dog. You know, brother out here, you know, I gotta eat too, man.
It gotta eat.
So I definitely appreciate you, man. Shout out to Cadillac Smack. She's masculine, but you a bitch. I said it. No Diddy on the Weekend Check Ball. Yeah, Mike, you're reaching, man. Check, come on, bro. Clearly, we talking basketball. Mike, you're out of here, bro. Unnecessary. No Diddy allegations is crazy. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Ain't you supposed to be getting ready for boot camp tomorrow? Anyway, yo, Marty, what team you played for back in the day? I might have missed it. I played at three schools, man. Marshall, Mount St. Mary's, and Savannah State. Why did I transfer so much? Long story. I posted about some of it on my page, but I haven't really talked about it. But yeah, I went to three D1 schools. I get back into the DMV soon. Just be ready to lace them shoes up. Get your ice. I already know ice bags. Bruh, come on, bro. Let's get it. Two flights of stairs is really not a lot. That ain't shit. That fool made it up the stairs before he did. There was a few times I had no choice but to go up 4 to 5 flight of stairs, and I never felt as winded like he did. That shit is crazy. Yes, sir. All right, man. Hey, let's keep this episode going. Hit the like button, man. All right, there was this girl. She went to prom, posted her pictures, and now there's some big controversy about it. I'll let y'all watch it. I won't say too much.
Video shows 17-year-old Tasia Jones walking out of her house looking
17
and feeling like a rock star. It was her first prom.
How you get your arm like that at 17?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
How you get your arm like that at 17?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Listen, man, let me just let y'all finish.
She was excited.
I feel good, and I was happy.
This is a picture of Tasia at prom Saturday.
That's the longest chin neck I ever seen in my life.
Saturday night, when she got home, she posted this beautiful picture of herself. The next morning, her friends called to say the picture had gone viral, but not for the reason Tasia thought. Most of the comments are so demeaning, they're hard to read. Tasia updated her status to say she shouldn't have gone to prom or posted the picture.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Listen, man, this is my issue. Hold on, let me go back to that arm. Hold on.
Video shows 17.
Hold on, let me go back to that arm. She in the army, the big back arms. It's like, nah. But anyway, this is my issue with America and with the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This girl is 17. Abnormally huge for 17. So if you are going to encourage these girls to be a big back
activity,
you need to let them know what comes with it. Because this is ridiculous. And most people, it's a lot of idiots out here, but the world's kind of shifting back to where we keeping it real. Most people nowadays are going to roast you online if you post some shit like that. You do not expect your comment section to be full of praising that gluttony and laziness and piss poor parents. I blame the parents more than her, but she's getting older now. She need to learn about this shit. You don't post a pic like that at 17 and expect no type of backlash.
Nope.
And if you're going to keep encouraging this girl and keep calling her beautiful and keep acting like there's something wrong with the world for ridiculing her, for making that choice, I know she's a kid, so I blame the parents too. But if you're going to do that, that girl's cooked. It's a wrap for her. Just keeping it real. That right there is insane. And her parents should be arrested for it. Let's arrest her parents. Yeah. Beautiful. What's good? Stop the cap. Exactly. Beautiful.
Nope.
Hell no. Those girls look dusty as fuck. She look like bootleg Precious. You're terrible. Yeah, that chin is crazy. She look like a 40-year-old grown-ass woman. Exactly. She looked like she done been here before. I'm sorry. I never seen a chin hang that low. Neck like white guy on thinner. That's crazy, bruh. She's too young to be that big. If she doesn't start taking care of herself, early, real early. This is child abuse. It is. She looked like she got kids that's grown. Her kid's about to get drafted. Her kid's about to sign an NIL, go to college and play a sport.
Nope.
Her kid just bought a car.
Nope.
Grown looking ass. Grown looking, big back ass.
Big back activity.
That's child abuse. She looked like she had six children.
Big back activity.
Yeah, man. 17. Her kid just bought a house. Yeah, my son just put the down payment down.
Nope.
I'm so proud of him.
Nope.
Built ass. She built like she worked for an HR department.
Nope.
She built like a lunch lady.
Nope.
In a public school.
Nope.
She built like a front desk receptionist.
Nope.
She built like a customer service.
Nope.
She be like, she about to get in a fight at Popeyes.
Nope.
Blood had to get from Popeyes.
Woo, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
You know they're going to cancel me. She looked like she had sleep apnea. DMV desk lady. Hey, yo. She work at the MVA. Hey, yo, I'm crying, man. But in all seriousness, though, that right there is sad. And it's only going to continue. Next thing, it's going to be a girl that big for the eighth grade prom. Right? Then it's going to keep getting younger and younger. That's all I'm saying. The choice is yours. The information is out there. The science is out there. But y'all just want to blame white people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat.
Brown, Barty, welcome to the show.
Dom DeMarco.
Welcome to the show.
He said, bruh, she looked like she a bus driver. Hopefully her viral moment will provoke her to lose weight like Lizzo. We'll see. Parking enforcement back ass.
Big back activity.
Yes, sir, you can't park here.
Nope.
You can't park it. Do you have a pass? Sir, you can't park here.
Nope.
Built ass. Back ass.
Big back activity.
Hey, man, let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
I'm sorry. That shit funny as hell, bro. Anyway, man, Ron Barty said, what's good? Oh, man. Oh, God. Hey, man.
No diddy, you know?
This guy was speaking facts, but I'm just going to give y'all the warning.
No diddy, you know?
All right. A little zest fest, but he was speaking facts.
Experiencing no financial hardship and gaining weight simultaneously. It ain't no fucking way my bitch done went up a couple pant sizes and claimed she down on hard times. I ain't missed a meal yet. Eating enough for the both of us. Stop it.
No diddy, you know? First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive pause.
But he was speaking facts.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
It really amazes me how people say they can't afford a personal trainer, but they can afford to eat out every day. You eating out lunch every day. You can't afford a personal trainer, but you go on to bottomless mimosa brunches where it's $85, $90, $100 per person. And you're doing that multiple weekends throughout the month. But you can't afford a personal trainer. You spending all this money on this big back shit, but you can't afford a gym membership. This shit is all cap.
Stop the cap.
And I'm just here to expose it. I'm tired of hearing all this shit, man. I'm tired of it. You feel me? And I know it's easy to think I sound bitter because, you know, I'm a personal trainer. I'm mad people don't train with me no more. They not spending their money. Bullshit, man.
Bullshit?
I done seen people tell me they can't afford me, beg me to get the price down. I get on the gram, all I see is designer. Hold up, let me get the new button. All I see is designer. I'm seeing them on trips. I'm seeing them at Mastro's, Del Frisco's, all these nice ass restaurants, but they fatter than they was than when they was training with me. So don't sit here and call my price expensive. And you quote unquote getting all the finer things. Cause I'm out here too, man. I like to eat good. I like to buy some nice things every once in a while. I know how much that shit costs. You could definitely afford a trainer. But anyway, let me get off my soapbox and let's keep this podcast going. That dude has definitely been at a freak off. That right there is going to get you arrested there, buddy. That's crazy. We're out here spreading fitness messages. You're giving Diddy allegations.
Break free, you're out.
He sound like that skit on Kings of Comedy when Bernie Mac said his nephew wanted some milk and cookies. But he's right, though. Yes, he's right, and you're right. Eating out every day equals cost a lot more a month than getting a trainer.
Let him cook.
Absolutely. That 200 folks spend on bullshit, they can spend on groceries. Exactly. They spend all their money on Chinese takeout, halal food, and takeout pizza.
Let him cook.
Made a mistake of eating Chick-fil-A 3 days in a row one time. I had two jobs at the time. Let's just say not feeling good is an understatement. Yeah, I can only imagine, brother. That's crazy. As a seamstress, it is so hard for women to find formal dresses and these sizes. Plus size dresses are not cheap. Yeah, man. I'm glad you said that, Kirsten. That's the fat tax.
Big back activity.
Probably thinking, what's the fat tax? Fat tax. Spending money on food. It's harder for you to find clothing. You got to pay. You know, airlines ain't doing that bullshit no more. You got to pay for an extra seat on the airlines. You got to pay for a seatbelt extender. You breaking chairs. You breaking things in your house. Break the couch. The fat tax. It costs more to be fat. Shoot some high rocks footage tomorrow. Definitely working on shooting some high rocks footage tomorrow. He be smoking on half smokes. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
That's an arrest. That's an arrest. That's an arrest, bro. That's an arrest. Yes, R. Lamar, health insurance. Exactly. Health insurance, multiple trips to the doctor. I mean, it's crazy, bro. I seen I forgot where I was doing something. I think I was going to the vitamin shop or something, and I seen one of my old clients from back in the day. He talking about, yeah, hey, he talking, hey, C. Marty, what's up, baby?
Nope.
I said, oh shit. He talking about, yeah, man. You know, I was down for a little bit. I said, what happened? He talking about, yeah, I had to get my colon removed.
Nope.
What the fuck? Bro, what? Yeah, you know, I got to get back in. Matter of fact, let me get your number, baby. Let me get your number, see, Marty.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What's your number? I said, bro, don't sit here and ask me for my number. You're not going to use it.
Nope.
Nah, let me get your number, man. I told you, I just got my colon removed.
Nope.
Do you think that ninja hit my phone?
Nope.
Wasting my damn time. And I was in a rush. Big back's always wasting time.
Big back activity.
Big backs have no sense of urgency.
Big back activity.
But that's what I'm saying, the fat tax. So not only are you taxing yourself with money monetarily, but you are taxing yourself mentally, taxing yourself physically. You're stressed out, anxious, nervous. Not a state of being that we are supposed to be in. And if we are in there, it should be something that's out of our control. but you voluntarily putting yourself in that situation is crazy. It makes no sense. Where we at, man? A lot of these big back dudes rather spend money on a girl's OnlyFans than a gym membership. Out here simping, taking girls on dates that don't like you and they like the personal trainer. Let me chill before they cancel me. They worry about the wrong titties. Yes, then once you find the dress, you have to get it altered. Formal wear and fancy dresses are money and no sizes. This is what I love about this podcast. We got all types of professions in here and people dropping game. I mean, listen, the facts is out there. This is why we do it. See, Marty, what's up, baby? Why these dudes calling you baby? It's like it's not like on some Diddy shit. It's just
no
like
Diddy, you know?
Just like a slang type of thing. You know, old heads do it. I don't know why old heads do it. But you know, like the unks and shit. Like, what's up, baby? You know, it ain't on no weird shit. After he started talking about his colon, you should have said, "And you know I gotta go." I should have said that. Ninja was wasting my time wrapping me up in the parking lot. It was hot as shit outside too. Hey, let me holler at you, man. You know I gotta get back in the gym with you. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Oh man, that baby slang was from the 90s. Yeah, maybe it was the 90s, the 80s, 90s, something. Cause that shit, old heads always doing that shit. What's up, baby? The old heads, particularly black ones, are annoying. I agree. Colin Kaepernick.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Colin Farrell. you got me here, bro. This is a tough one. I don't know. Whose last name is Collins? Call him Collins. Oh, man. Estimated 75 million men on OnlyFans. Is it that many men? Hold on, Lamar. We got to look that up. No. Is it that many men? Hold up, bro. Hold on, 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 bro. How many men, how many men are subscribed to OnlyFans? Let's check it out. Let's see. It says 63% of subscribers on there are male. I don't see a number. I'm looking for a number. Somebody find a number for me, man. It's giving me all these damn percentages.
We do not care.
White people, I want a number, not percentage. Oh, no. Actually, this says 82 million men on OnlyFans. Wow. That's pretty bad. 59 users identified as heterosexual. 37% identified as bi or pansexual. Yeah, man, we're cooked, man. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. Man, we're cooked, man. We're cooked. Anyway, let's keep going. Colin Powell. Phil Collins. Colon Musk. Colin Sanders. Finger looking good. Colin Farrell. I said Colin Farrell already. Paying for OnlyFans is insane, man. Oh, man. Y'all funny as hell, bro. Hey, killer y'all today, man.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Oh, man. What we got next, man? Oh, we got this lady. Listen, you got to be careful when you scrolling on Instagram and you see people with a set of headphones on and they on the podcast. It does not mean that they're right. They in a high definition, nice-ass podcast studio. It does not mean they're right. Let's check it out. 1 second.
It's very little fruit. We're talking like half an apple a day, and you be putting on visceral fat. And it's because we just don't.
So out of all the shit people are doing out there to accumulate visceral fat, and we talking about apples, half an apple will make you create some visceral fat on your body. Let's check.
Need that much glucose. Our bodies just aren't designed to utilize that huge of a glucose hit. And when you're eating meat and you're using that process of gluconeogenesis to break down the meat to glucose and you're activating that process, anything extra outside of that, it just gets turned into fat because your protein can be used as glucose.
First off, these people have ruined like orange tinted blue light blockers, red blue light blockers. Like I wear them to sleep, but I can't wear them anymore because of people like this. That was the biggest load of blasphemous shit I have ever heard. A half an apple and you're putting on visceral fat. Says who? Says trust me, bro. I'm the primal bod. We're villainizing eating a half of an apple. She goes on to spew a bunch of big words to make you think she knows what she's talking about, but she has no literal clue. I ask you out there to take a step back and say, does this make any logical sense? The answer is no. It never does. But they say big words and they want to scare you. Nobody packed on visceral fat from a half an apple. Nobody.
Yeah, we're cooked, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I'm going to be honest. The moment I hear somebody say, you're going to get fat from fruit, you're an idiot. You're an idiot, man. Listen, man. Eat your fruit, bro. Pause. That was crazy.
No diddy, you know?
Come on, y'all. What the fuck is wrong with people? Where we at? Colin Powell. Ronnie Coleman. Half an apple is what, 100 calories? I think it's less than that. Captain Coleman. Stop the fucking cap. That is a lie. How in the world does an apple cause someone to put on visceral fat? Just saying anything. Crumble colon. Hey, yo. Colon stone. Oh, man. In the words of R. Kelly, the body's colon. You're wild. That's crazy. Fat from fruit, shaking my head. Eat 12 apples in one sitting and tell me how you feel. Fruit literally has fiber, which your body needs. Absolutely, man. And I'm killing y'all today, man. Last video of the day, man, before we get up out of here, man. Listen, stop fighting in the gym. Most of y'all don't know how to fight. Y'all don't know how to throw a punch. So stop fighting. You look crazy. You're going to get recorded. And you're going to get embarrassed. Let's check out this white fight. Ah, brother. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Oh, God.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Guys, what are we fighting over? A tricep rope? Pull-up bar? Bench? Squat rack?
Nope.
Whatever it is. Come on, man. Really? Y'all look fucking crazy. Y'all look like two little white boy fifth graders fighting.
Nope.
Cut that bullshit out, man. That shit was actually awful. All haymakers. All skip leg day. Just because you lift weights don't mean you could throw a punch. Just because you lift weights don't mean you're a tough guy. Yeah, white community definitely took L's. America's cooked. We got black people taking L's, white people taking L's. Hispanics won today.
Nope.
Hispanics walked away with the W after this podcast today.
Nope.
This shit was ass. That was terrible. The apple doesn't get you fat. Your fucking plate and fort game got you fat. One Granny Smith apple is 63 calories. Wow. So half of that is 30? What is that? My math fucked up. 31 and a half? Something like that. There's a reason they say an apple a day keeps the doctors away. I've seen five-year-olds fight better than that. Definitely have. Them little Asian five-year-olds in the karate fits on Instagram that be fighting way better than that. I would have thought they were playing and ignored him. Yep. Jenny community takes an L. Uh-oh.
How dare you?
Where Jenny at tonight, man? That's Deathstroke when he sees you. You're out of here, buddy. Nope. We're not doing that one, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, brother. See Spider-Mo on Sunday. None of y'all don't ever get into a street fight. That's not only that, bro. That shit is dangerous. That shit is dangerous, bro. You fighting people who don't know how to fight is dangerous. Fucking dangerous. They pick up if you in a fight like this, if you're doing this, and someone picks up a 2.5-pound dumbbell, you're cooked. I don't have that much trust in people. I'm good. I'm telling you. I have to be in some serious danger to fight in public. Not only can you get hurt if somebody picks up something and busts you in the head with a daggone 2.5-pound plate. He could throw the plate at you, and you could be seriously hurt. So you got to think about that stuff. Not only that, my black ass is going to jail. I'm going to jail. I forgot who I was talking to, man. I was talking to one of my white colleagues recently. This is going to get explicit. I don't know if y'all got kids around. One of my white colleagues / buddies / mentors the other day. And he made a joke about like having sex in public places. And basically, safest fight in the world is Crazy Joe Thomas. I was like, Ninja. Not to say Ninja. But I was like, bro, I am a... Hold on. My headphones on? Oh, shit. Hold on. Can I hear myself? I don't know what happened to my headphones. But anyway, I was like, bro, I'm a black man. I'm getting arrested.
Nope.
I do anything in public, I'm getting arrested. No, I haven't done no shit like that. Anyway, safest fight in the world was hilarious. The fact they're playing a soundtrack like Mortal Kombat is hilarious. Them guys, I mean, they just sat there and embarrassed themselves. Not one punch was landed. Ninjas went 0 for 50 on punches. If an apple gets you fat, water gets you drunk too. If you're a big back metrosexual who wheezes after climbing up a couple flights of stairs with your fast food and man purse, don't watch the podcast. Let's be real. They were fighting to impress a female. Seen it happen before. Brown Baldy, you're telling me there were dudes at the gym fighting over a woman. Pure scent behavior. Use your common sense.
Use your common sense.
It was only a matter of time for Spider-Mo to get arrested. Yep. You're going to have no teeth after that. Yep. If you fight like that, just get a switch. That's what I'm saying, Spider-Mo. Dudes can't fight, so they're going to have a switch. They're going to pick up a dumbbell. They're going to hit you with the wrong 45. They're going to hit you with a 45 plate. And you ain't going to have no big back plates after.
Big back activity.
You're going to be in the hospital. Tackling grapple in the background and fist of cuffs in the foreground. Fighting as a grown man, everybody loses. I will never forget the $10K I paid in lawyer fees. Oh, man. That's what I'm saying, bro. You probably was off the Henny. Never trying to be a tough guy. You got it, bro. Only woman I'm fighting for is my wife and my mother. Yeah, okay. Well, that's different. Wife and mother is different. That's different. You're at the gym fighting random ninjas? That's not for your wife or your mother. That's not for that. And even still, you'd have to be putting your hands on my mom for me to fight you nowadays. They looking to send a black ninja to jail. If you're just talking, if you're just using words, I'm not fighting you, bro. You got it. That's just me. I'm emotionally intelligent. But hey, it is what it is. Anyway, another fire episode on Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Damn sure ain't fighting no female. The female could be 100% wrong. You touch her, you're going to jail, buddy. I'm cool. I'm 46 years old. If another grown man wants to use a bench, he can have it. Yeah, exactly. You got it, bro. Like, it's cool, bro. You got it. I got shit to do. I'm on a time limit anyway. I probably got a meeting after this fucking workout. I probably got something to do. You got it, bro. Marty gonna be in DC jail training inmates. Hell yeah. Definitely gonna be in there getting that work in. Somebody gonna work out with me. Pause.
No Diddy, you know.
Mike said, hit the like button. Yeah, man. Please hit the like button. Hit the like button. We're gonna keep this podcast going, man. And hope y'all enjoyed it, man. You know, I got the new button this Friday, man.
Happy Friday.
You know how it go. Killed y'all on another Friday.
Happy Friday.
We still gonna be live next Friday.
Happy Friday.
Oh, man. Appreciate y'all watching, man. Hey, go ahead and follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts if you want the audio form. And I really appreciate y'all, man. Like I said, we're going to keep it going. Say a prayer for your boy. We got the High Rocks race tomorrow.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Your boy been training in shape, had some obstacles along the way, but we ready, man. So shout out to Get Fit Mo. I don't know if y'all remember Get Fit Mo, but I had Mo on the podcast a couple times. You know, go follow her on the gram. She'll be my partner in the race tomorrow. So we gonna kill it. We gonna get some content. I'm gonna try to get some behind the scenes content. The way the race is set up, I don't know. I'll figure something out. Definitely need to get some content, though. Working out in jail. Somebody going to work out with me. Paul is squared. Yeah. That was crazy, bro.
No Diddy,
first
you know.
Of all,
yeah, that was
yo,
wild.
That's past pause.
That was crazy. Coach Poe Fitness, what up? Good luck. Thanks, Coach. If you got locked up for hitting someone with a plate because they took your bench, don't watch the podcast. Good luck. Appreciate you. When you gonna have Mo back on? That's a good question, man. It's hard coordinating with people, man. We all busy, but I'm gonna figure it out. We gonna figure it out. That's all I'm gonna say. I can't say too much. We gonna figure it out though. Good luck on your race tomorrow. Will it be streamed live? Thank you, Kirsten. It's not gonna be streamed live, unfortunately. But I'll update y'all. I have an update for y'all Sunday. If you smoke tomorrow, if you get smoked tomorrow, don't watch the podcast. Hey man, I'm coming for blood tomorrow, man. Listen. I have an update for y'all Sunday, man. And with all that being said, man, we'll be live again Sunday, 8:00 Eastern. What an update for the High Rocks. Should have some good news for you, man. If your B-ball sneakers are dusty, don't watch the podcast. Hey, bro, y'all really, it's not, bro, yeah, people really think I ain't do that shit, bro. Like, I really did that shit. Don't let the schools I went to fool you, none of that shit, bro. I really did that shit, bro. But anyway, man, hit the like button. Appreciate y'all watching. Your boy gonna get some rest. Stay hydrated. Good luck on the race. Thank you. Stop the cap. And catch y'all Sunday, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Dom DeMarco.